Our first reading today is from Luke chapter 18, verses 18 through 30. An official asked him this question, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not kill. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother." And he replied, "All of these I have observed from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "There is still one thing left for you. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when he heard this, he became quite sad, for he was very rich. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this said, "Then who can be saved?" And he said, "What is impossible for human beings is possible for God." Then Peter said, "We have given up our possessions and followed you." He said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive back an overabundant return in this present age and eternal life in the age to come." This is the end of this reading. Next is a reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desires and insatiable curiosity, will accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and will be diverted to myths. But you, being self-possessed in all circumstances, put up with hardship, perform the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. Try to join me soon, for Demas, enamored of the present world, deserted me and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Luke is the only one with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in the ministry. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus and Troa, the papyrus rolls, and especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. You too be on guard against him, for he has strongly resisted our preaching. At my first offense, nobody appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the family of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained in Corinth while I left Trophimus sick at Miletu. Try to get here before winter. Eubulus, Pundens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers send greetings. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you all. Next is a reading from Proverbs chapter 13, verses 13 through 25. Whoever despises the word must pay for it, but whoever reveres the command will be rewarded. Teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning one from the snares of death. Good sense brings favor, but the way of the faithless is their ruin. The shrewd always act prudently, but the foolish parade folly. A wicked messenger brings on disaster, but a trustworthy envoy is a healing remedy. Poverty and shame befall those who let go of discipline, but those who hold on to reproof receive honor. Desire fulfills, delights the soul, but turning from evil is an abomination to fools. Walk with the wise and you become wise, but the companions of fools fare badly. Misfortune pursues sinners, but the just shall be recompensated with good. The good leave an inheritance to their children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. The tillage of the poor yields abundant food, but possessions are swept away for lack of justice. Whoever spares the rod hates the child, but whoever loves will apply discipline. When the just eat, their hunger is appeased, but the belly of the wicked suffers want. Our last reading today is Nehemiah chapter 11. Resettlement of Jerusalem. The administrators took up residence in Jerusalem, and the rest of the people cast lots to bring one man in 10 to reside in Jerusalem, the holy city, while the other 9 would remain in the other cities. The people blessed all those who willingly agreed to take up residence in Jerusalem. These are the heads of the province who took up residence in Jerusalem. In the city of Judah dwelt Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and the descendants of Solomon's servants, each on the property they owned in their own city. In Jerusalem dwelt both Judahites and Benjaminites. Of the Judahites, Thiaha, son of Zua, son of Zechariah, son of Amariah, son of Shephatiah, son of Mahalil, of the sons of Perez, Messiah, son of Baruch, son of Kohez, son of Haziah, son of Adiah, son of Johadab, son of Zechariah, son of the Shelonites. The total of the descendants of Perez who dwelt in Jerusalem was 468 people of substance. These were the Benjaminites. Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Joed, son of Padiah, son of Koliah, son of Mahasa, son of Ethiel, son of Jeshuiah, and his kinsmen, warriors, 928 in number. Joel, son of Zechariah, was their commander, and Judah, son of Hasanua, was second in command of the city. Among the priests were Jediah, Joiah, Jachim, Sariah, son of Hilliah, son of Meshulam, son of Zakdo, son of Merath, son of Atub, the ruler of the house of God, and their kinsmen who carried out the temple services, 822. Adiah, son of Jerome, son of Peliah, son of Amzi, son of Zechariah, son of Pashur, son of Malchiah, and his kinsmen, heads of ancestral houses, 242. And Amasa, son of Azariel, son of Aziz, son of Meleshum, son of Immer, and his kinsmen warriors, 128. Their commander was Zabdiel, son of Haggathol. Among the Levites were Shemiah, son of Hashub, son of Azekam, son of Hashabiah, son of Buni, Shabiath, and Zobath, Levitical chiefs who were placed over the external affairs of the house of God. Mattathiah, son of Micah, son of Zabdi, son of Ashpur, the director of the Psalms, who led the thanksgiving at prayer. Bekumiah, second in rank among his kinsmen, and Abda, son of Shamua, son of Gala, son of Jeduthun. The total of the Levites in the holy city were 284. The gatekeepers were Akub, Talmam, and their kinsmen, who kept watch over the gates, 172 in number. The rest of Israel, including priests and Levites, were in all the other cities of Judah in their own inheritance. The temple servants lived in Ophel. Ziha and Gishpa were in charge of the temple servants. The prefect of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, son of Habashiah, son of Mataniah, son of Micah. He was one of the descendants of Ashpha, the singers appointed to the service of the house of God. 23, for they had been appointed by royal decree, and there was a fixed schedule for the singers, assigning them their daily duties. Pethiah, son of Mashiabel, the descendant of Zerah, son of Judah, was royal deputy in all affairs that concerned the people. As concerns their villages with their fields, Judahites lived in Kareth Abba and its dependencies, in Dibon and its dependencies, in Jekaziel and its villages, in Jeshu, Molahab, Bethel Pelet, in Hazura, in Beersheba and its dependencies, in Zilklad, in Makona and its dependencies, in Enramam, Joah, Jarmuth, Zanaho, Aduam and their villages, Lachish and its fields, Azekah and its dependencies. They were settled from Beersheba to Gihayonim. The Benjamites were in Geba, Mishmash, Ajah, Bethel and its dependencies, Anthah, Nob, Ania, Hazor, Aram, Gitam, Hadid, Zebom, Nelabast, Lod, Ono, and the Valley of the Artesians. Some divisions of the Levites from Judah were attached to Benjamin. This is the end of the readings for today.